Hello, and welcome to As It Is, the program that helps you learn American English from stories you hear in the news every day. Today, we have two stories dealing with media issues for you. First, we tell you what President Barack Obama said about the cyber attack on Sony Pictures. Computer hackers recently made public sensitive emails and information from the big filmmaking company in Hollywood. The U.S. says North Korea was behind the costly attack, which has caused Sony to cancel the release of a humor film, or comedy, dealing with North Korea's leader. Then, we hear about the issue of media freedom in Turkey. Officials in the Middle Eastern country have rejected criticism of government raids on media organizations with links to the opposition. You will hear what critics and Turkish government officials have to say. Now, for our first story. North Korea appears to be experiencing a widespread internet outage. The cause of the outage is not clear. However, hours earlier, President Barack Obama warned that the U.S. would answer a computer attack against Sony Pictures. U.S. investigators blamed the cyber attack on North Korea. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman would not comment when asked about the outage in North Korea. However, she did say that the U.S. government was considering a number of actions. She said possible actions include some that might not be seen. President Obama made his comments on the news network CNN. He said he does not believe the cyber attack on Sony Pictures was an act of war by North Korea. The U.S. says North Korea carried out what the president called cyber vandalism. Mr. Obama says his administration is planning a proportionate answer to the computer hacking. The attack led Sony to cancel a humor film about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. President Obama made his comments Sunday on the news network CNN. He said the stealing and leaking of Sony emails and other private information did not amount to an act of war.
No, I don't think it was an act of war. I think it was an act of cyber vandalism that was very costly, very expensive. We take it very seriously. We will respond proportionally, as I said. But we're going to be in an environment in this new world where so much is digitalized that both state and non-state actors are going to have the capacity to disrupt our lives in all sorts of ways. We have to do a much better job of guarding against that.
Mr. Obama did not explain what actions the United States may take. He suggested that North Korea again could be placed on a list of states that support terrorism. The administration of former President George W. Bush had removed North Korea from that list in 2008. Also on Sunday, Republican Party Senator John McCain of Arizona said the incident was more than vandalism. He called for strong action. U.S. investigators say North Korea launched the attack. It denies any responsibility. North Korea condemned the movie The Interview as an act of terrorism. North Korea said the cyber attack may have been carried out by its supporters. A group called Guardians of Peace took responsibility for the cyber attack. Sony was preparing to release the movie on December 25th. However, the movie company decided to withdraw the film after a major group of movie theaters canceled plans to show the film. A lawyer for Sony, David Boies, defended the filmmaking company's decision. He said it was understandable that theaters decided not to show the movie because of threats. It is estimated the movie cost Sony Pictures $40 million to make. You are listening to As It Is. The Turkish government recently ordered raids on media with ties to its opponents. Now, the government is rejecting criticism at home and from overseas for the actions. Turkish officials say recent arrests of more than 20 journalists were made in connection with a plot against the government. But the European Union says Turkey is increasingly becoming more authoritarian. It said the media raids were in conflict with European values. Bob Doty has more.
Protesters gathered outside the police headquarters in Istanbul. They carried signs condemning police raids on the Zaman newspaper and the Samanyolu television station. Turkish police arrested top reporters and editors. The European Union said the raids were, quote, incompatible with the freedom of media, end quote. Individual nations also expressed dismay at the Turkish actions. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said the actions are, in his words, quote, more than just worrying, end quote. An American State Department official said media freedom, the process of law, and judicial independence are important elements in every healthy democracy. She said, the United States is watching events closely. But on television, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reacted angrily to the criticism. He said, the 28-nation EU should mind its own business. He also said, Turkey does not care what European officials think of its decisions. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said Mr. Erdogan's reaction surprised her. She said her discussions with him last week appeared to be constructive. The goal of the talks was to give new energy to Turkey's long-time request to join the EU. Semih İdiz writes about diplomacy for Turkey's Taraf newspaper and the Al Monitor website. He says the president's reaction shows the limited influence the EU now has over Turkey.
Rather reluctant position that some countries have had over the past 10 years or so towards Turkish membership, with some just openly blocking its path. I think that led to this notion that no matter what Turkey does, its bid will never move anywhere else.
Mr. Erdogan blames followers of Islamic clergyman Fethullah Gulen for investigations launched last December. He says these followers work within the Turkish judiciary and police force.